Hey everybody, I'm Sherry Krebs, your spiritual fitness coach. So why are we so quick to criticize others? Why do we feel like we need to point out the flaws in other people, even cutting them down in front of others? I believe criticism of others really comes from a place of our own insecurity. It seems like we are constantly comparing ourselves to who has the better job, who's in better physical shape, is prettier, smarter, more athletic, has more well-behaved kids, more faith, and the list goes on and on. When we don't feel good about ourselves, whether it be our personal traits, our job status, our character flaws, or the feeling of just not measuring up, it's often easier to criticize others than it is to work on growing and changing our own hearts and lives. Somehow, we have convinced ourselves that if we could make someone else look less than, we will look or feel more than. This thinking is completely backwards from Jesus' example and the way he calls us to live. The Bible says, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." Jesus calls us to be humble and think of others more significant than ourselves. Jesus calls us to look to the interests of others. Jesus demonstrated this. He was in the form of God. He was God the Son in earthly form, but he didn't think of equality with God as something he needed to cling to or use for his own advantage. He emptied himself. He became a servant. He was born in a barn. He became obedient and he died on the cross for all of our sins. If we are going to win in life, we need healthy relationships with God, ourselves, and others. Jesus confirmed this when he was asked, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus answered, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." These verses cover all three relationships. First, my relationship with God, loving Him with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. Secondly, my relationship with myself. This must be a healthy view of myself in light of how God sees me. It's the premise of being able to love others well. Finally, my relationship with others, loving our neighbor, who is anyone around us. When we are focused on loving God with all of our being, we begin to view ourselves and others the way God sees us. God is love. It's no surprise that He calls us to love as well. This is the complete opposite of criticism. As you think about criticism and how to win today over a critical spirit, I want to challenge you with the following two action steps. First, look seriously at your own life and identify where you are feeling inadequate and insecure. Odds are, this is where you are most tempted to criticize another. We cannot change what we don't first identify as needing changed. Secondly, intentionally look for good in others and point that out to them. This week, when you are tempted to be critical of another person, think of one thing about them that you value and appreciate, and tell them or the person that's asking you to engage in criticism. If you take this challenge, one of two things, or maybe even both, will happen. You'll feel better about yourself when you're speaking words of affirmation over someone instead of criticizing them. Also, you will encourage someone with words that are life-giving instead of critical. And that might be just what that person needed to hear from you. Now, go win today.